Our New Testament reading is from John chapter 19. Hear now the word of God. After this, when Jesus knew that all was now finished, he said, "I am thirsty." A jar full of sour wine was there, so they put a sponge in the wine and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the wine, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, speak to us this night in ways that we need to hear. Bless us as your disciples. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Episcopalian priest John Zoll tells a story about a gift from someone in his Charleston, South Carolina congregation, and he writes, "My friend gave me a generous gift certificate to a local high-end clothing store, which he owned. It was his store. When I went to use the gift certificate, he met me at the door and walked with me as I selected some nice clothes. I furtively looked at the price tag so I could overshoot the gift certificate, just enough so that I could put some cash back in the store's coffers. I figured that would show my gratitude. When I got to the register, I got out my credit card, but after ringing up the sale, my friend said, 'Well, it looks like you've only spent about half of your store's credit.' And I said, 'Wait, that's not possible.' And then I realized, oh, he was charging me less than half of what it said on the price tag. Well, his generosity was amazing, but I didn't want to be in his debt. I didn't want that. You know, I live in a society where it's, hey, pay your own way, thank you very much." So a few weeks later, I returned with my wife, and we were determined to put some money in that store's coffers. We were bound and determined to overspend the gift certificate and pay back some of what we owe. So we approached the counter with a huge armload of clothing. My friend had then intentionally placed himself behind the register, and so I handed him the gift certificate. I got out my wallet, and he rang up this enormous order. When the bags were full, all folded, all the clothes folded and put nicely away, he turned to us and said, "Well, the total comes to zero. You owe nothing. It's all paid for." My wife and I protested, "That can't be right. The total should be well above what was left on this gift certificate." My friend then smiled and asked, "Do you get it? Do you get how this gift works? No matter how much you throw at it, you will never owe a thing. Do you get it?" Well, John Zoll concluded by saying, "We finally got it." Standing there with bags full of clothing, we got it. The gift, the true gift, wasn't all the stuff that we were carrying. It was about the giver. The true gift to us was having this giver in our lives. Well, on this Maundy Thursday night, instead of thinking about all the stuff we want, or a dream shopping spree, or all the stuff we think we lack, can we think about the gift that we've already been given? A gift that we can never outspend, a gift that we can never pay back, and unlike those expensive clothes, it is a gift that will never go out of style. And more importantly, it is a gift that will never, ever expire. Indeed, the best gift is about the giver. Jesus, before giving up his spirit on the cross, said, "It is finished." When Jesus said, "It is finished," For you and me, the gift was just beginning. So tonight, as the Bible is read and the lights grow dim, think of Jesus' gift to you. When you hear Jesus on the cross saying, "It is finished," think, what can begin in you? What can begin even anew in you this night? Friends, we have been given a gift far greater than all the stuff in the world. Indeed, the gift is about the giver in our lives. The question is, do we get it? Thanks be to God, who even on this dark night gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because